kings and queens, brothers and sisters, and my listening audience around the globe. Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Y'all go grab your favorite cup of coffee, tea, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink. And join me, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about Jeanne Knight, who has passed away last week at the age of 80. And she's known for the famous song of Mr. Big Stuff. That's right. Who do you think you are? Well, she has passed away, ladies and gentlemen, and the family has not gave an explanation why she died or what the cause of death was. But she will definitely sorely be missed, and she was loved by her New Orleans fans, where she was originally from. And she was sat on the board of the Music Awards, I believe, out there in New Orleans. Or, in fact, you know what? Let's go to NPR and get the total story on our Jeanne Knight, ladies and gentlemen, who is going to be fondly missed by fans, families, and loved ones.
Jeanne Knight, the soul singer best known for the song Mr. Big Stuff, died last week at 80. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siolkas has this remembrance.
New Orleans singer Jeanne Knight only scored one number one hit on the Billboard Soul Singles chart, but what a hit it was. ...1971's Mr. Big Stuff was a funky, sweeping indictment of men who were too big for their britches. It was Jeanne Knight's first and only big hit for the Memphis powerhouse label, Stax Records. And with the success of Mr. Big Stuff, Jeanne Knight became Stax's top-selling female artist. The single went double platinum and earned Knight a Grammy nomination. All this was a long way from her day job of working as a baker as she shopped herself around as a vocalist. Jeanne Knight never quite caught the charts or pop culture interest the same way after Mr. Big Stuff. But the song endured. Hip-hop came to rediscover it through Heavy D's 1987 version. MCs around, who front and front, you go round for round. I go pound for pound. At the end of the party when you're saying goodnight, I'll come to me and say, take it light. I'm your Mr. Big Stuff. In the meantime, Jeanne Knight graduated from nursing school and worked as a nurse. But she continued recording and performing, and Louisiana's own music was always close to her heart. In 1985, she released a rollicking cover of Rocket City's Zydeco song, My Tutu. Jeanne Knight was a frequent featured artist at the world-renowned New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and the Essence Music Festival, and for many years served on the Louisiana Music Commission. Her family did not share the cause of her death. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
We thank NPR for that commentary and blast of the past. But we will definitely miss Jeanne Knight. And even though, you know, she lived a pretty good life, and later becoming a nurse and fulfilling her dream as helping as many people as she can in her medical career. We feel sad over the loss of even though it was a one-hit wonder, a legendary singer that was played in every little basement party or every backyard barbecue, was that song being played along with many other funky songs. So let's keep her family in our prayers and remember that life is a giving, but life also is taken away. So let's remember Jean Knight and our fondest memories and keep her name alive through our memories of all of the love that she brought to our lives, especially at these parties, because I can remember many times dancing and sharing fond memory over Mr. Big Stuff. So it has had an impact in my life that I would never forget. With all that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of Chilling with Teddy G as we pay tribute to Jean Knight and Mr. Big Stuff. Our love, and definitely we will miss you, Jean Knight. All right, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always at the end of every show, please continue to do your social distancing. We're in a new normal now. We'll never ever be out of the woods with this COVID-19 and all of the new variants that keep popping up. So please, guys, continue to wear your face masks, your gloves, your shoe coverings, everything that you can to help reduce the spread of this virus. Keep your immune system healthy and strong, because that's your number one defense against this virus and any other virus out there, is a healthy and strong immune system. So please continue to eat the right foods, your lemons, your berries, your fruits, your nuts, your seeds, your garlic, your onions. All of these foods are energy boosters for your immune system. And like I tell you, a healthy and strong immune system is your best defense. I tell you all these things and I bring you all these stories, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of my life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Black community suffers from the worst health disparities. The Minister of Wellness Ministries is the only pro-black Bible-based health ministry of its kind. We teach biblical health principles that can eradicate obesity and disease. We have everything you need to feel better than you've ever ever felt in your life. Act now to get your Biblical Health ebook and DVD, both for free. TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com.